cannot remember everything. I must have been unconscious most of the time. I remember only the grandiose moment when they all started to sing as if prearranged. The old prayer they had neglected for so many years. The forgotten creed. But I have no recollection how I got underground to live in the sewers of Warsaw so long a time. The day began as usual. Refay, when it soon was dark, get out, whether you slept or whether berries kept you awake the whole night. You had been separate from your children, from your wife, from your parents. You don't know what happened to them. How could you sleep? Again, get out! The sergeant will be furious. We came out, some very slow. The old ones, the sick ones, some with nerves agility. They fear the sergeant. They hurry as much as they can. In vain. Much too much noise. Much too much commotion. And not fast enough. Help me, but shouts. Achtung! Stille stand! Da wird's mal! Oder soll ich mit dem Gewehrkolben nachhelfen? Na gut, wenn ihr es euch auch so haben wollt. The sergeant and his subordinates hit everyone. Young or old, strong or sick, guilty or innocent. It was painful to hear the groaning and moaning. I heard it, though I'd been hit very hard. So hard that I couldn't help falling down. We all around who couldn't stand up were then beaten over the head. I must have been unconscious. The next thing I knew was a soldier saying, "They are all dead." Whereupon the sergeant ordered to do away with us. There I lay aside, half conscious. It had become very still. Fear. And pain. Then I heard the sergeant shouting, "Unchaining!" They started slowly and irregularly. One, two, three, four. After! The sergeant shouted again, "Rascher! Nochmals von vorn anfangen! In einer Minute will ich wissen, wie viel ich zur Gaskammer abliefere." Abzählen. We began again. First slowly. One, two, three, four. Became faster and faster. So fast that it finally sounded like a stampede of wild horses.